sound that some might see as little more than cacophony, Burmese punk. The U.S. government is taking steps towards relaxing sanctions against Myanmar, known as Burma. This in response to the country's rulers enacting long-anticipated reforms. But many U.S. sanctions remain, and they're having an unintended effect. Bruce Wallace explains.
Scanning recent messages on the Burmese band Side Effects Twitter feed gives some sense for what it's like to be a punk rocker in Yangon, Myanmar's biggest city. One from the beginning of January reads, "Twitter is still new for us because they had banned it for a long time." Later that day, electricity went off again. Damn! A few weeks after that, Buddhism helps us a lot with how to use internet patiently. 99 times slower than the connection in your country. Sluggish internet and spotty electricity are two of the hurdles Side Effect faces in trying to get their music heard. Here's another. Presidential Executive Order Number 13,310. That's one of the U.S. sanctions against Myanmar. Side Effect was raising money on Indiegogo, a crowdsourced fundraising site. They'd raised almost $3,000 before Indiegogo froze their account and refunded the money to the donors. They were concerned that sanctions would block distribution of the money.
We are not working with the government.
Darko C is Side Effect's singer and guitarist.
We are just a group of young people, you know, who are trying to rock, you know, Yangon and Burma.
The band members get their rock from some familiar sources. They cite Kurt Cobain as a huge influence, and love groups like The Strokes, The White Stripes, and Yeah Yeah Yeahs. The band's drummer, Sertu, had a musical upbringing that was a little less rock.
My mom, she's a choir leader, so she made me to go.
He sang tenor in his mom's church choir, but counts the drummers from Blink 182 and Korn among his more recent influences. The subjects of Side Effect songs also take on some traditional rock themes. This one is titled Yi Wei Wei.
That means, getting drunk.
Darko wrote this 6 years ago, right after he finished college. The band didn't have money for a rehearsal space, or even a drink.
We were so down, so the best thing that I can do is to go to a friend, you know, who can buy me a drink.
Other lyrics deal with ladies. This one, called Film, is about taking a date to the movies to get away from the watchful eyes of uptight adults. To put both of these songs out on an album. That's one of the things they were going to use the Indiegogo money for. Since that disappeared, they've been putting appeals out elsewhere and have re-raised about $500. They're getting help from some friends. The Canadian duo Handsome Furs is asking its fans to support Side Effect. The two bands spent a week hanging out when the Canadians played Yangon in 2010. Dan Beckner of the Handsome Furs says he was blown away by the heroic lengths Side Effect went to play music.
Every minute I was there and talked to these guys, I was just like, my friends in the artistic community are kind of the giant babies compared to these guys.
Handsome Furs wrote this song, called Serve the People, about Myanmar. They dedicated it to the guys in Side Effect. From the north, where Damien goes. The song became an anthem of sorts for Occupy Wall Street, but Beckner says he's most proud of the fact that it played on a Yangon radio station. Side Effect returned the favor, recording this version of the Handsome Furs song, Radio Kaliningrad. Recently, Myanmar has gotten international attention for taking some steps towards reform. I asked the band if things felt different in Yangon. Darko said he didn't think life had changed very much yet for ordinary people. One thing did occur to him, though.
Before, you know, I wouldn't be there to talk to you like this. After this program is online, the government guy will be knock on the door, knock, 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 and can I ask you a question? Can you come with us for a moment? And then, you know, like 45 years, sentence. That could happen to us. But now, you know, we don't really feel that fear.
The EU and the US have been talking about ending sanctions and have already lifted some restrictions. Side Effect hopes that more bands will come to play in Yangon, and that soon, they can get the money together to release their first album. For the world, I'm Bruce Wallace.
And before we say goodbye, our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. The World is produced by Katie Clark, Joyce Hackle, Carol Hills, David LaValle, April Peavy, Adeline Sear, and Carol Zoll. Ann Lopez is our director, assisted by Catherine Griffin. Our editors are Jennifer Gorin and William Troop. The executive producer...